Dear people of God, we are on the 23rd Sunday of the ordinary time. Three readings, very powerful readings, addressing directly to our problems in our communities and the fear that we face today and the promises God wants to give to each one of us. The first reading from the book of Isaiah, it comes at the 35th chapter. It is a response to people who are returning from captivity of Assyrians. Tiglath-Pileser III, he dragged the people of Israel to captive and humiliated them to the core. And to those people, Isaiah is telling, don't be afraid. God will take vengeance on these people. Leave everything in the hands of God. And God will come so forcefully and take revenge. And this revenge you will see in this way. The six ways he speaks about all this. The speechless will speak, the dumb here, or this deaf here, dumb also be having the faculty, and all this desert and dry ground, everything will be fertile and fruitful. These are the six conditions of Israel, six conditions of the people's mindset that God is promising to revitalize, rejuvenate, to give them. It's all not over. When we go into a captivity, when we go into a problem, when we go into a relationship struggles, we think it's all over. It's not over with God. God has something for every one of us, no matter what we go through, whether we go through a captivity or addiction or any problem whatsoever, humanly speaking. And that is what the first reading is trying to say. It is the theophany of the Lord for those who are returning to the land they cherished and loved. This is the first scenario that God sets for God's people today. In the second reading, where you find St. James is addressing a very crucial problem in his own community. What is the problem? In the community, when they come for worship, people have distinction. They don't talk to each other. They look at the color, they look at their smell, they look at the dress, they look at the way they are, what car they are coming, which work they are doing. So they were confused with the faith in relationship with one another. None of us come to church to discriminate. Am I right? None of us. Nobody comes to church to hate somebody. We all come so that God may love us. In return, we may be able to love people who are difficult. I can't understand you, yet I will love you because that's what I expect from God to do to me. So he's giving a situation, he's saying, when rich people come to the church, you say, welcome, welcome, come, come. And you go out of your way. But when you see a poor man with ragged clothes, you don't even have a seat for him. I sit there. But when a rich person comes, this person bends about to lick the foot. And just all drama, which is St. James is really seriously dealing in his community. He says faith is not a drama. Faith is not a joke. Faith is not a kind of a dichotomy. Faith is something serious. That I have a relationship with God, which I would like to practice with one another. That is the second reading. A small incident that comes to my mind. An Afro-American, he was trying to enter a beautiful church, Catholic church, in New York City. Every week he will go, it seems. When he goes, somebody will say, "Sir, we are afraid we may not have seat for you. So you will always stand outside the church and listen to the mass," and he goes. One day, his brother from his own community was the usher. He said, "Come, my brother, welcome, welcome." Then he let him inside the church. And the church is full of different people. And as soon as he came, people turned, had a horrible look. And he felt really fish out of water. He was not able to be at home, in God's home. And in a short while, as the mass was going on, he could not bear that look of hatred. He just walked out. There was a man outside, old man standing. He said, "What happened, my brother?" He said, "You know, I can't bear it. They don't like my presence." He said, "Do you know who I am? I am Jesus. I'm standing all the time outside. They are also not letting me inside because I have a very ragged clothes. I look shabby. I look very poor." How do we treat people? Look at the first reading. People were coming from captivity, abused, humiliated. Yet God was willing to go out of his way to provide these conditions which they can never even think of. In the gospel, where you find a messianic prophecy, the messianic dream that comes to you. A person who is deaf and dumb is brought to Jesus. And they asked, "Could you lay your hand on him?" It's a usual custom to pray over somebody. They would lay the hand and pray. But Jesus did not do what they asked. Jesus took this man to a farthest place and made him to feel the presence of God and did all that what you heard in the reading. Now, sometimes it looks, what is this all about? Spittle, this, that. Is that what healing? In another occasion, in another gospel, you find Jesus heals a blind man. And after healing him, what do you see? He said, "I see people walking like tree." That means full healing did not take place. And here, Jesus doing something that really made him to be well. In the Markan community, people had the problem of stammering with the word of God. They were not ready to proclaim the word of God, and they were not ready to listen to the word of God. That is why this miracle is nothing but a sacramental sign. A sign that gives God has not forgotten God's people. You remember when you were baptized as a young child, what were you told at the end of the baptism? The priest blesses your ears and tell you that let you hear the word of God from today. And blesses your mouth and tell you proclaim the word of God from today. That is what church tells us and gives us that privilege. Even as a young child, we take so many young children. And this is a sacramental value. sacramental value. Yes, because when I ill-treat my brother, my sister, because of their color, because of their complexion, because of their thinking, then I do not make a distinction in their life. Rather, I have a distinction the way I treat them. But Jesus did not do that. Some of us pretend not listening. One lady phoned to a doctor, ENT specialist, ear, nose, throat specialist, and said, "I think my husband has a problem." Then he asked, "What's the problem?" "You see, I tell him to do something, but he doesn't respond. He keeps mum." So doctor told, "Okay, do this. Call him from 50 meters and see whether he can hear it. If he did not respond, go near 20 meters and call him. If he did not listen, go 5 meters and call him. If he did not, go near his ears." Literally, this lady followed everything, went home and said, "Honey, have you paid the bill for the electricity?" No response. Then she came a little closer and said, "Have you paid the fees for our son?" No response. Same question she repeated and came near his ears and said, "I am telling you, have you paid the bill?" Then he said, "Do you think I am a mad person? I am a deaf person? I can hear all the 4 times what you said." Now, who has got a listening problem? Here, I do not want to respond to you. I do not want to communicate with you. That is what Jesus is trying to bring home through Markan community. God speaks to God's people generously. Whether we are sinful, holy, good-looking, bad, far from church, far from God, no matter what, God speaks to us. It is we who do not want to listen to. Therefore, if we really look at these conditions of the people in the first reading and the mindset of the Markan community, maybe it is present in our communities also. That is why this messianic prophecy that was given by Isaiah is fulfilled in Jesus. It can be fulfilled in our life when we are willing to listen to the word of God. By listening to the word of God, we are able to let loose the tongues that are not able to pronounce the name of the Lord. May the Lord truly give us that this special relevance of these readings pointed to me, may tell me to look at my attitude, my behavior, my stance in the way I deal with the word of God. May he really bless us that the healing of the dumb man and the blind man are presented by Mark as a messianic signs which is today available in the most holy Eucharist. And in Mark, Jesus keeps this messianic prophecy or a messianic healing as a secret. It is something God wants to do to individually, personally, and so intimately. Are you prepared? Are you prepared for this dream that God is showing to all of us? Do not fear. And God is going to change things in God's time. Amen.